Unit 1, page 14. Listening 2. Extracts.
You'll hear people talking in six different situations. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a man talking about a film. What does he say about the film? A. The story is difficult to follow. B. The film is better than the book. C. The setting is unusual.
Well, it starts in New York in the 1950s, and then the setting changes to 19th century Europe. The plot depends heavily on flashbacks, and there are a lot of characters, so it does all get a bit confusing at times. I don't think that seeing it on screen is as enjoyable as actually reading it. It really needs a narrator. And I actually think it's one of those things that's better on paper than in the cinema. The film seems to lose a lot of what makes it different and unusual as a novel. Well, it starts in New York in the 1950s, and then the setting changes to 19th century Europe. The plot depends heavily on flashbacks, and there are a lot of characters, so it does all get a bit confusing at times. I don't think that seeing it on screen is as enjoyable as actually reading it. It really needs a narrator, and I actually think it's one of those things that's better on paper than in the cinema. The film seems to lose a lot of what makes it different and unusual as a novel.
2. You overhear two people talking in the street. What are they talking about? A. A play at the theatre. B. A concert. C. A film on TV.
It was very well done, I thought, didn't you?
Yes, I've seen it on the stage before, but this was actually better.
Mm.
Not so much the individual performances, more the way the whole thing was put together. And of course, the setting makes all the difference. I suppose most of it was shot outside. The only thing I didn't like so much was the music. And the ending was a bit violent, especially in close-up.
Yes, that was a bit too much, I thought. But generally, yes, it was excellent. It was very well done, I thought, didn't you?
Yes, I've seen it on the stage before, but this was actually better.
Mm.
Not so much the individual performances, more the way the whole thing was put together. And of course, the setting makes all the difference. I suppose most of it was shot outside. The only thing I didn't like so much was the music. And the ending was a bit violent, especially in close-up.
Yes, that was a bit too much, I thought. But generally, yes, it was excellent.
3. You hear an actress being interviewed on the radio. What is the actress doing? A. Giving an explanation. B. Making a comparison. C. Offering advice.
You were very young when you started acting, weren't you?
Yes. Looking back, I'm not sure that was the right thing, but no one advised me to wait. I thought I knew what I wanted, and it just felt like the right thing to do at the time. You're so sure of yourself at that age. Now, I wish I'd waited a bit and carried on with my education. Maybe gone to stage school and got some proper training. But I was just impatient to get on with my life, I suppose.
You were very young when you started acting, weren't you?
Yes. Looking back, I'm not sure that was the right thing, but no one advised me to wait. I thought I knew what I wanted, and it just felt like the right thing to do at the time. You're so sure of yourself at that age. Now, I wish I'd waited a bit and carried on with my education. Maybe gone to stage school and got some proper training. But I was just impatient to get on with my life, I suppose.
4. You turn on the radio in the middle of a program. What is the relationship between the speakers? A. Mother and son. B. Boss and employee. C. Teacher and pupil.
I've got all the papers somewhere. Oh, They're all in a file together somewhere. I can soon find them.
I hope so. If they're lost, it'll be a lot of work. It'll mean starting again on the whole project, and there could be other problems.
I know, but I've got them. Oh, I had them all in a blue folder. I was checking them just yesterday in preparation for this meeting.
I have to say, there is a security element involved. Some of those papers were highly confidential. They mustn't be seen by our competitors.
It's definitely not been out of the building. I might have left it on Tom's desk. I'll go and look there. I've got all the papers somewhere. They're all in a file together somewhere. I can soon find them.
I hope so. If they're lost, it'll be a lot of work. It'll mean starting again on the whole project, and there could be other problems.
I know, but I've got them. Oh, I had them all in a blue folder. I was checking them just yesterday in preparation for this meeting.
I have to say, there is a security element involved. Some of those papers were highly confidential. They mustn't be seen by our competitors.
It's definitely not been out of the building. I might have left it on Tom's desk. I'll go and look there.
5. You hear a woman on a phone-in radio programme complaining about a problem. Who is responsible for her problem? A. Some workmen. B. The local town council. C. A mobile phone company.
Well, I woke up one day and there were workmen digging a big hole right in front of my house. So I went out to ask them what they were doing, and they said they were putting up a mast for the mobile phone company. And I said, but nobody told me. Anyway, I rang up this gentleman in the town council, and he said, there's nothing we can do about it because the company's allowed to put masts where they like, as long as they're not higher than 15 metres. Well, that's not right, is it? Well, I woke up one day and there were workmen digging a big hole right in front of my house. So I went out to ask them what they were doing, and they said they were putting up a mast for the mobile phone company. And I said, but nobody told me. Anyway, I rang up this gentleman in the town council, and he said, there's nothing we can do about it because the company's allowed to put masts where they like, as long as they're not higher than 15 metres. Well, that's not right, is it?
6. You overhear two people talking in a cafe. What has the man just taken part in? A. A competition on the radio. B. An oral examination. C. A job interview.
Oh, how did it go?
Terrible. I dropped out in the first round.
Oh, bad luck.
Well, it doesn't really matter, I suppose. I knew the answers to a lot of the questions, but I just couldn't think of them. It seems such an artificial situation, sitting in front of a microphone talking to people you couldn't see. It made me really nervous. It is a bit of a disappointment, not just not getting the prize, but the whole thing.
Oh, I'm not surprised you were nervous. I would have been too.
Yeah.
Oh, how did it go?
Terrible. I dropped out in the first round.
Oh, bad luck.
Well, it doesn't really matter, I suppose. I knew the answers to a lot of the questions, but I just couldn't think of them. It seems such an artificial situation, sitting in front of a microphone talking to people you couldn't see. It made me really nervous. It is a bit of a disappointment. Not just not getting the prize, but the whole thing.
Oh, I'm not surprised you were nervous. I would have been too.
Yeah.